about. So easy. You gotta put it in
perspective. Hey, you know, I probably shouldn't have mentioned on the phone that I'm not a little boy.
Oh, no, no, no.
I'm 25.
Age is not a concern of mine. Now, have a seat on that tiny little chair and let's begin.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
V.I.G. Ah!
The reggaeton horn.
The horn.
When I'm in a bad mood, like, and I just play that sound, I'm automatically in a good mood.
Yeah. Yeah.
You, like, are definitely, you're the real thing that a lot of people say. So do you think if you weren't, I mean, if you were less fake, do you think you would be, or you could, or you have a desire to?
Someone sure put a lot of effort into that.
A man should not be judged by what he does with a fellow man's butt.
Mommy says if I'm good, she'll take me to your funeral someday.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Begin, shall we? Shall we?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Okay, by my watch, it's margarita o'clock.
Roll another one.
Oh, I can't believe it's got
just better. Like the other one.
I would not want to be his mother.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Well, we're super excited about the tour. This is going to be fantastic.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
God, that was hot nonsense.
Roll another one.
Wait and bang.
Just like the other one.
That's what America's all about.
This one seems to be about.
What the what?
Just pass it around.
Donkey punch.
But don't bogart that joint, my friend.
I don't think that's legal.
But just pass it on down.
And now.
Hey guys, it dawned on me that Ali may have never heard Big Booty Bitches. So we absolutely have to play Big Booty Bitches just so Allie can feel the greatness of that song. Do it. Seriously, you need to do it right now. Guys, Big Booty Bitches, now.
Our feature presentation.
I got big booty bitches, big, big booty bitches. I got big booty bitches, big, big booty bitches. Ooh, big booty bitches, big, big booty bitches. Ooh, big booty bitches, big, big booty bitches.
Hey, have you heard this?
I have, but why'd you stop it?
Right?
So great.
I mean, that's how you start a Friday right there.
Amen.
Don't realize the late Leonard Cohen wrote this song.
Really?
Hey, wow.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Because we don't want no skinny bitches.
I want to thank the listener for that suggestion.
Absolutely.
Just look at that butt. That is a tight butt.
300 pounds.
My butt hurt.
Sorry, Max.
How much you want, B?
I think I got the taste of it. Yeah.
I got another 2 minutes.
I think that's. I think we need the whole thing, but
I mean,
that's a good start. I like it. By the way, very, very difficult to Google Big Booty Bitches without ending up on a lot of porn sites.
Yeah,
like you haven't been there before.
looking for the details on the song and really coming up with some big booties instead.
You're not supposed to be doing that. You're not supposed to be putting things in your butt.
All right. That's Sorry, fine. That's plenty. Thank you.
That's how you start a show right there.
That's what I'm saying.
It's Friday.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin DeBeach Show. It is Friday. It is the 3rd of February.
Hey, dating apps, right?
Right.
Right.
A 29-year-old founder and CEO of a new dating app. His name is Brendan Alper. I got to tell you, this might work. This might work. He says online dating has become so monotonous. Everybody just goes through the motions. Swipe, 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 match. Some canned line, a bad date, repeat. It's time for online dating to be fun again. So he has come up with an idea. After doing much research, he says that, in his opinion, people tend to bond more over shared negative opinions. In other words, they have more in common by the things they don't like than by the things they do like.
Huh.
So if I like a band and they like a band, that's not what this is.
This is the opposite.
It's the opposite of that.
This is for people who hate fill in the blank. Radiohead, for instance, you might swipe on. And that gives you a jumping off point is to hate the same things.
Okay.
I mean, look, it's a twist, it's a turn on the way we're used to seeing it done, which is, you know, you like the long walks on the beach and the drinking pina coladas and taking walks in the rain or whatever it is.
You're just doing lyrics now from a song.
No, but I'm saying as an example, I mean, that's what that was about. That was a personal ad looking for somebody who had shared experiences. This is the opposite. So right now, and they're adding new categories all the time, right now they have over 2,000 categories on the site, and you swipe a bunch of them and see if there's somebody who has a lot of the same matches of things that you don't like. Things like zombie movies, carpool karaoke, the rent being too damn high. If you hate Halloween decorations, maybe there's somebody out there just for you. You hate Brooklyn, Star Wars.
Oh.
Sleeping with a lot of pillows.
Well.
Is another one that's on here.
That's most dudes.
Look, I'm not trying to do bad stand-up here, but what is the deal with so many pillows? Like, why are there
crazy.
So many pillows?
What's the deal with the pillows? Yeah.
But I'm serious. Why are there so many pillows?
As good as I got.
We've heard the response to the app, by the way, is called Hater, if I didn't mention that. Hater is the name of the app. And it's available. You can go to the App Store. You can get it. We've heard tons of stories, he says, of friends sitting around at parties, swiping through topics together, matching with other people. It's like an icebreaker. In case you're wondering, by the way, and I thought this was interesting, number one is not a surprise, but the top three most hated topics are shared between men and women. You would think that there would be a divergence there.
Well,
a divergence there.
Clearly, number one is Taylor Swift. But then after that, I would assume politics.
It doesn't say it here. I assume Taylor Swift is the most loved thing in the world.
No, hated.
Number one, you guys can easily guess what the number one most hated thing is.
Politics?
Yes. Cats. Presidential election of 2016, number one. Number two, slow walkers is the thing that people swipe on that they hate.
Yeah.
The second most, slow walkers.
Not a fan.
Kevin, when do you hear going to be that old person?
This shocked me the other day. I was driving home and I was at a stoplight and there was a woman who was probably 70, so relatively old.
Sure.
And she looked, and the light was turning yellow, and I swear to God, she jogged.
Oh.
Right? And I was like, wow, that never happens, any age.
Right.
It's just basically, I'm in the crosswalk, and I'm going to stay here and filibuster until I'm done.
Right.
But you still hit her, I hope.
She noticed that there were people around her, and she jogged.
Aww.
Wow.
Right? It shouldn't be that shocking, but it is.
Situationally aware.
How about that?
Before I tell you what number three is, I do have to make a correction in my own story. The Hater app is available on February 8th. So that'll be next week. It's not available yet, but February 8th you can download Hater. So maybe just in time for Valentine's Day. All right. So number one is politics, most hate. Number two is slow walkers. Number three, any more guesses before cats?
No.
No?
Oh, cats for sure.
Right?
Drain hair.
I'm sorry.
Drain hair.
That's number three?
Number three.
How much drain hair is there?
You're bonding over your hatred of drain hair.
But at least you know. At least you know if you guys get together that that's not a person who's going to leave a bunch of hair in your sink.
Right, but that's in your top three?
Come on.
Yeah, it seems high.
That's absurd.
I mean, I would think Patriots would be way above that.
Sure,
right?
Of course.
You would think, but drain hair. Holy so God. There you go. So there's the Hater app. Chip, will you try this out? Will you try the Hater app and let us know what you think?
I'll do it for you guys.
All right. See? Thank you very much.
She's a team player.
Right?
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Don't go away. The most horrendous is yet to happen.
Brand new Kevin annoys you. Haven't done this in a while.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I like to annoy people. I don't
yes,
know why.
Yes, you do.
It makes me happy.
I can vouch for that.
It's it's Friday. That means we've got the movie beat.
So much annoying.
Right. In about a half hour, we're going to talk to Matt Money Smith in Houston about the Super Bowl.
The dude loves to annoy people. I mean, he really drive people crazy by doing dumb things.
Yeah, I said that.
Right.
7:05, we're going to talk to RJ Bell in Las Vegas.
And you don't even see it coming sometimes. No. It's just like you just be sitting there just having a day. And then all of a sudden, who's the doofus? Oh, it's Kevin. Kevin. And I see what I mean? You see what I mean?
My job really is just to annoy people. I mean, it really is. A brand new internet roundup on the program today.
Mm-hmm.
Someone ruined your wedding. We're going to talk about that on the show today. We're going to give you tickets for Green Day at the Rose Bowl. How about that? And we've got beer mug interviews on the street all this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
We don't want no skinny bitches.
We've moved on past the big booty bitches.
We have.
We don't need any more.
Okay. Right. My bad.
Speaking of Green Day right there on K-Rock, we're not quite open for business for Caller 20 wins tickets for the Rose Bowl show. That starts again today at 9 a.m. and all the way up until 5 this afternoon. Anytime you hear Green Day between 9 and 5 on K-Rock, be Caller 20, win the Green Day tickets. But we also have an extra pair that we're going to give you a chance to earn in a game that we'll play later on this morning as well. It's Friday morning. Ralph is here. Time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat. How are you, Ralph?
Tonight, 10 p.m. It's going down. It's going to happen.
It's going down.
Mano a mano. Ralph Garman versus Kevin Smith live on stage. A battle royal.
No.
Trial by combat.
No.
To the death.
No.
Tonight, someone will die. You know what's going to die? Sadness, because we're going to be bringing lots of laughs, everybody.
No, sir.
Oof.
Nope.
Come on out, see Hollywood Babylon, 10 p.m. tonight at the Improv on Melrose. Love to have you join us.
I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
Everyone, please relax. There is no bacon shortage. I repeat, there is no bacon shortage. It's fake news, okay?
I didn't know that was a thing.
We got plenty of bacon. Oh, Kevin, you've been following the bacon panic.
I really haven't.
You've been following the fear of the phobe.
No! Bacon is good for me.
Right. Mm-hmm. Forbes magazine, USA Today, NBC, CBS, and others have all been reporting that there is a bacon shortage. The Ohio Pork Council has been putting it out there.
What if you were on that council?
The IPC is not a lying organization, is it?
OPC. Ohio OPC. Starts with an O.
Kevin.
That's just... freaking magic.
Were you thinking of the insane pound Clossy, maybe?
Maybe. That's very possible.
Pork belly inventory is at its lowest point since Dwight Eisenhower was president 50 years ago, reports the OPC. Well, you know me. I'm down with OPC. However, everyone relax, because a new report has come out this morning saying supply of pork is still plentiful. The United States is producing almost 75 million pounds of pork belly every week. So there is plenty of bacon coming for everyone.
Kevin Bacon.
So why are they lying?
Well, here's why. A member of the IPC, the Ohio Pork Council, acknowledged in an interview that the press release and the creation of BaconShortage.com was a marketing ploy.
Oh,
wow.
It really was fake news then.
They lied to us.
Wow.
To get us to eat more bacon.
It worked.
And to hoard bacon.
Yeah.
And I can't eat any more bacon than I already eat. I got bacon coming out of me every orifice.
I have so much bacon in the freezer.
I mean,
me too.
I
was so afraid.
I didn't want to be caught unawares.
Right.
Right.
So everyone who's afraid and BaconShortage.com followers, please know. All is well. Remain calm. Remain calm. All is well. Did you know today's the 58th anniversary of the day the music died? That's when Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and J.P. Richardson, also known as the Big Bopper, were killed in their chartered plane.
Yeah.
Moorhead, Minnesota. Tragic news. It was on this day, 58 years ago, that they passed away. A young boy named Don McLean was just 13 years old. But
don't even do it. Don't even do it.
The event was so impactful on him that it led to him writing a classic legendary song that
sit down
every day on every year on this day. A lot of people ask me to do my version. So
nobody would do this.
If you'll please indulge.
Stop talking.
No. Long, long
what
time
if
ago.
Please indulge this.
I can still remember how that music used to make
really
me
isn't.
Smile.
This is not going to.
But I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance and maybe they'd be happy for a while.
You need to quit this job and find something.
February made me shiver.
All right.
With every paper I deliver.
I feel like his mic's going.
Bad news on the doorstep.
I don't know what to do
about it.
I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried I read about his widowed bride.
Problem is, we can still hear him even when his mic goes out.
Something touched me deep inside.
Nope.
The day the music.
All right.
Die.
Okay. That's a good place to stop right there.
Way to go, Ralph. Thank you.
Bye, Miss American Pie.
Not doing it.
Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the
just not doing it.
Dry. Not interested.
Then
right?
The boys are drinking whiskey and rye.
No!
This will be the day that I die. Did you ride
for the love?
No, sir.
Come on.
No, sir.
Pearls before swine, man.
Yes, correct. Fine.
Nathan Lane's 61 years old today. Maura Tierney turns 52. Warwick Davis, little Ewok Warwick Davis.
Aww.
He's 47. Isla Fisher is 41. And wide receiver for your Atlanta Falcons, Julio Jones, celebrates his 28th birthday today. Huh. I wonder who made this list up.
It's usually only Clippers and Falcons.
Clippers and Falcons.
Pretty much it.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Our friend Matt Money Smith is not on the phone.
No.
All right.
Just like yesterday. He canceled yesterday as well.
He
what
did.
A, what a dick,
we,
right?
We bumped him yesterday.
You know, you think you're friends
right?
with him.
Right? And then all you know guys
like,
a long time.
Yeah, I know I was scheduled, but I'm not going to come on the show.
I think he's going to be dependable. Well, thank God Joe Buck was willing to step
right?
in.
You guys are
the last minute
rotten.
When Matt Money Smith was so unprofessional
you guys are
as to,
because Matt
as to
Money
blow
Smith
us off
just,
yesterday.
He just blows us
he
off, so we have to get a backup.
He did not. He was ready and waiting, and you guys bailed on him.
I don't think
Matt, of course, is the
co-host
of the Petrus Money Radio Show. He is in Houston. You can watch him on NFL.com or the NFL Mobile Super Bowl show from noon till 3 today. And, of course, hear him this afternoon with P. Why are you up so early if you don't have all this stuff to do until later today, man?
They have this thing called production meetings where they tell you what they think you should say to guests and how your jokes are going to be super funny, even though they've never told one in their life. And they put in makeup. And then you sit around for 3 hours. You go, so we had to do that 3 hours ago, right? And then we're just starting now?
That's
great.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it is. And it's across the board. I mean, it's hilarious that everyone you talk to on TV says the same thing.
That sounds like a lot of fun, Matt. I see why you keep doing it.
But you're doing it in Houston, so that's good.
You know, I'll tell you, Houston is not one of my favorite cities.
Well, Houston blows is my point. It's one of the worst cities.
It is. But I'll tell you this. When it comes to Super Bowls, there are two things that you want. One is proximity, and they have done a very good job this year of having everything within walking distance. Downtown
oh, that's great.
Is very much, yeah, like L.A., where if someone was to go to downtown L.A., they'd be like, L.A. sucks, man. It's down, you know. But if they kind of centralized everything to downtown L.A. with all the great restaurants and bars,
right,
you'd be like,
right.
Yeah, this place is okay. And that's kind of how Houston is right now.
That's pretty cool. Where was it? Was it last year when it was at Santa Clara? And it was just like
a
10-hour drive,
a million
from San
miles
Francisco?
From everywhere. Yeah,
yeah, and that's kind of a new thing. And good, honestly, like good on the NFL for figuring that out. You know, I mean, we've been to a bunch of these together, Kevin, and you know, in the past they would just say, "Hey, screw it, all the activities are close to the stadium. We don't care where the stadium is." Well, now they just say, "We don't care where the stadium is. All of the activities are going to be in the city center," where people are, you know, close to one another in hotels and all these different places they can go out. So you don't
that's
have
cool.
to get into a car and drive.
Do you remember how crappy it was in Detroit when we had to scoot on our asses across the street because it was iced?
That was Atlanta.
And Atlanta.
The good news, Kevin, the good news is you and I can go back to Atlanta in 2 years.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
by,
I feel like you'll...
We, but hold on, Bean. I want to say by we, I want to make the point that for whatever reason, Kevin was extremely intoxicated.
How dare you?
Decided to hop out of our cab because he did not want to wait at a stoplight. And he was going to walk home.
Right.
To his hotel.
And then it was too slippery, so I got on my ass.
And I watched him slide on his ass down an ice-covered sidewalk.
Yes.
Because he just couldn't bear to sit in this traffic a minute longer.
And then,
I was watching my friend slide to his death.
And then I went into the hotel. Do you remember this part?
What did you do? Go, please. I don't remember.
Wrong hotel.
That's right. That's exactly
of course.
Right.
Oh, I was like 2 miles away from my actual hotel.
Kevin makes wonderful choices.
I do.
Hey, Matt, I've been watching a lot of the live broadcasts that everybody's doing on the NFL Network from Radio Row, and it's just, I mean, it's how many TV and radio shows are down there? It's hundreds, right?
It is. In the little section I'm in, I think we counted, I want to say 70 tables, and that's just in probably a quarter of the room.
Wow. It's amazing.
You know? Yeah, along that line, I figure there's probably about 300.
And the reason I bring it up is because I know why everybody's there is because, you know, it's the Super Bowl. You get access to, you know, players and media and things. But then they always, you know, in my experience doing things like this with the Grammys and whatnot, there's always a number of celebrities that have nothing to do with the event that they just trot out because they've got a sponsor. And I'm just wondering if you had the opportunity to interview, like, LaToya Jackson down there. Like, who have you seen walking around that just had no business being there?
I mean, there's a ton of people. But for the most part, I think they've kind of narrowed. I wish I could say something exciting like Tito was out here with LaToya and they were
pretty sweet
life insurance or something. I mean, that would be great. But it's really been kind of scaled down at this point. I think they recognize that the wall of sound that comes out of Radio Row isn't as effective as it used to be because people have so many more ways to consume media now
right.
on their phones that it's just, you know, I saw Drew Brees. I saw Doug Flutie. And, I mean, Brooklyn Decker was walking around yesterday.
All right.
So, you know, I think that, for the most part, has gone by the way. So now what happens, though, are random people that think you'll just hand them a microphone because you're sitting at a table.
Yeah.
So, like, guys that are pushing the marijuana proposition or just the non-celebrities that, oh, hey, here's a perfect example. Yesterday I saw a guy in a garbage can that had Brock Osweiler's jersey on it with suspenders and a hat that said Brock sucks. And he was like, hey, who wants to interview me? This is the outfit.
And how was he as an interviewee?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's radio. See, we're doing radio. No one can see you. So this really isn't working here.
We are talking to Matt Money Smith, co-host of the Petros Money Radio Show from Houston right now. The Super Bowl is this weekend. Do you mind if I ask you one other football-related question that isn't about the Patriots or the Falcons? And that is this Raiders news this week. I know a lot of people are, you know, confused as to what's happening. It looked like it was a done deal they were moving to Las Vegas, but now the people who are going to pay for that stadium, the Goldman Sachs, the casino guy, they're pulling out it possibly, and now Oakland's flapping in the wind again?
Yeah, it's turned into quite the mess. It looked like, and the word, believe this or not, haircut notwithstanding, people were celebrating Mark Davis for being one of the more savvy owners for this deal he pulled off, and he has always been known as just kind of a lackey party guy that was living off his old man, and he ended up getting the state of Nevada to give him $750 million to build him a $2 billion stadium. Well, now we found that it wasn't quite as tight as he made it appear. Now he does have the public money that's sitting there.
Right.
Sheldon Adelson, the super super rich casino magnate, apparently was left out of a little bit of the correspondence. And when you're writing a check for $650 million and you don't get to own anything for that and you just want to get your investment back, you're probably going to be pretty upset about not being included on the particulars of a deal and how you're going to make your money back. So let's say that
falls through. So Vegas falls through. They can't go to San Diego because they can't afford them there, right? Or can they?
It's the whole state of California.
Right.
You know, we know, we live there, right? There's no public money. There's no chance you're getting public money for a stadium.
So do they end up in St. Louis?
I truly do.
Wow. Maybe they just stop.
No more Raiders.
You know what? We're out. Peace out. We had a good run.
Did we lose, Matt?
I
think we lost Matt. I mean, look, worst case scenario, they stay in Oakland, but they hate it there. The fans love them there, but they hate playing there, right?
Yeah, but imagine going to San Diego where all the fans hate the Raiders.
Yeah.
Imagine that move.
Yeah, Chargers fans their whole lives have hated
right.
the Raiders. So that doesn't seem like a very good fit either.
All right. Well, I think we're almost out of time with Matt anyway, but he's going to be, and he does a great job at NFL.com. He's also on the NFL mobile Super Bowl app. You can look for him at noon till 3 today, and of course hear him weekday afternoons, including today from 3 to 7 on AM 570. Speaking of sports, 1 hour from right now, RJ Bell joins us from Las Vegas. He'll talk to us about not only what the bettors are saying about the Super Bowl, but also the prop bets. And that's the way, as you have pointed out many times, Kevin, that's how to make the game so much fun, is if you got money on the dumbest things.
Oh, the coin flip was a tails. I'm already down.
What is Lady Gaga doing with her hair? I had blood. So anyway, that's 1 hour from right now here on the Kevin B. Joint Kit. A lot of good news happening. Like, it's Friday, for starters, right?
Right.
And Ralph is here, right?
Right.
I am.
And it's time for the Movie Beat. Hit it, Steve.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Welcome to my world.
I know I say this almost every weekend, but what a disparate group of films this weekend. Just all over the place, which is kind of cool. A lot of variety for people with different tastes. Opening up this weekend in limited release is the documentary that I've heard a ton of amazing things about. I'm really looking forward to seeing. It is called I Am Not Your Negro. It is based on an unfinished work by legendary writer and social critic James Baldwin. And in a world where some folks aren't quite sure who Frederick Douglass is or what he did, this might be an appropriate documentary for some folks to check out. It is a look back on race in modern America. This is based on an unfinished book that Baldwin was writing when he died in Paris, called Remember This House, and they've taken that manuscript and they've used it as the basis for this documentary. James Baldwin's own words are used in this. Samuel L. Jackson is the narrator. Dick Cavett also participated. Director Raoul Peck put this all together. Here's some clips from the trailer of a new documentary called I Am Not Your Negro.
The question you've got to ask yourself, the white population of this country's got to ask itself, is why it was necessary to have in the first place. Because I'm not a I'm a man. But if you think I'm a, it means you need it. And you got to find out why. And the future of the country depends on that.
Yeah, it's getting rave.
Language.
We had to bleep the N-word, although I'm not quite sure why, but...
By the way, this is nominated for an Oscar for Best Documentary.
Yeah, everybody's saying it's just brilliant, so you might want to check that out. Also opening up this weekend, cool story, fascinating. Called The Space Between Us, the story of the first human born on Mars. This is also a documentary. And no, I'm kidding. See,
what? Was this in the news?
There's never been a human born on Mars.
I didn't think so. Well, I wasn't sure.
I couldn't count on either of you to catch me, so I had to.
I saw Matt Damon on there.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool story about a space team that goes, a team of astronauts that go to live on Mars. They're committed that that's where they're going to spend the rest of their days. But one of the astronauts, a female astronaut, when they leave, they don't realize, but she's pregnant. So when they land on Mars, she ends up having her son there. And he grows up on Mars with only 15 other people, but starts a friendship with a girl here on Earth. And together, they decide to embark on a journey that involves the two of them getting together. Looks like a really cool sort of young adult romance. Here's some clips from the trailer of The Space Between Us.
Tell me where you're really from.
Mars. Just because something sounds crazy doesn't mean it's not true.
What is that?
It's just a horse.
Donnie, come with me now!
No. This is my life.
You're the most beautiful girl I've ever seen.
Didn't you blurt that out just like that?
Why wouldn't I?
His heart can't handle our gravity.
He wasn't mine.
You made me human.
Tulsa, what's your favorite thing about Earth?
You are Gardner.
You are all going to die tonight.
No,
Kevin.
No one's dying.
Sounded like.
It's romance. What? Did it really?
Yeah.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Sound like that?
Yeah.
Maybe you want to save that for our next film. Ring. First there was the ring, now there's rings, which means more rings, right? Because in the first film, you watched a video, and then when you were done watching, the phone ring, and it would go, 7 days. And 7 days later, you'd be dead.
Oof.
But in this film, it's very different. You watch a YouTube video.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then the phone rings.
Uh-huh.
And then the girl comes out of the well and goes, blah, and then, 7 days. And then you're dead. See?
So it's the same movie.
It was, no, Bean, oh. Because originally it was a VHS tape.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Now it's an internet video.
Oh,
I see.
Plus okay. There's an S
very
added to
different.
It as well.
Okay.
Plus, blah,
plus that.
And hair coming out of the throat, right?
Oh.
We've seen it. You've seen the trailer.
I'm in. Love it.
So I Am Not Your Negro, I guess, is not going to get your money this weekend.
Maybe if I have time for two.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Pretty busy weekend with the Super Bowl and all.
Here's some clips from the trailer of Rings.
There's this video that kills you 7 days after you watch it.
You want to know about the girl in the well.
What are you offering?
You've opened up a door. And now no one is safe.
Right, Samara?
Right.
Samara.
Samara.
Samara. Samara. She'll kill you. Samara. She's only week away.
Well done.
Samara. Samara. She'll kill you.
At the end of the...
Samara.
We got it. We got it.
She's only a week away. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, please. Please sit down.
Standing up.
Sit down. You're so kind. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. This one is top of the charts.
You're very kind. Thank you.
That is exquisite.
Oh,
that is orgasmic.
Looks
art like it's
so
just pure perfection.
I'm
beautiful.
Touched.
All the chemicals are bubbling.
Thank you.
And all the equation comes out right in the end.
I appreciate that. It's very kind. Those are your choices for the weekend. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie Beat.
More Green Day tickets for you at the Rose Bowl coming up on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. Brand new internet roundup. And also, have you guys been following this? Maybe you didn't see it, Kevin, because you don't watch the news because you're a kid.
Right.
But apparently there is an asteroid, a meteor, I think, that is on its way to kill us all. I think it's going to hit the Earth and we're all going to die.
All right.
I think it's going to be like the thing that wiped out the dinosaurs. I think it's headed toward us and it's heading toward us soon. And we got an update on that coming up next hour here on K-Rock.
We've been talking about leaf blowers a lot because they've been outside Bean's house. And Bean hates them more than life itself.
Don't get me started on leaf blowers. They're evil incarnate. They should be literally against the law.
I mean, they're not evil. It's
they should
people.
Be outlawed.
Yeah.
You should not be allowed to use... I saw a guy yesterday. Don't get me started. I saw a guy yesterday.
I feel like we already got you started. It's too late.
And I'm not joking. Somebody at a house near me had been doing a bunch of sawing. They had sawhorses up and they were cutting a bunch of wood. So there's sawdust all over their sidewalk. A guy went out there with a leaf blower and blew the sawdust from in front of his house on his sidewalk into the street and then further into the street and then onto the neighbors across the street's yard.
Right. That's
where all the sawdust went.
Right. That's why I love it. It is it's the most incredibly rude thing ever.
Yeah.
Look, I have a lot of crap on my ground. So instead of picking it up, I'm just going to blow it into your yard.
Yes.
That cracks me up every time
it's
I see
insane.
It. Makes me laugh.
At least it couldn't be louder and it couldn't be smellier. At least it has all three of those things going on.
Well, Omar brought in an electric one, an electric leaf blower. So we are we're ready for Kevin Annoys You.
Kevin.
So I take the leaf blower and I go from room to room and clean it up.
Wait, room to room, you mean
inside
a building?
Yeah. Inside the building, yes.
Here at K-Rock?
Yes.
You don't use leaf blower inside.
You do. Now you do. So it started with Jared, who's the receptionist.
Oh, sweet Jared.
He's a nice, nice guy, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, I blew all kinds of paper and stickers and stuff. It was raining in there. It was pretty sweet.
Was it?
Yeah, it was pretty sweet. And then former producer Lightning, I went into his office and hit him with this.
Cleaning up, don't worry. It's all going to be good, don't worry. Just cleaning up. We're good.
And they don't know you're coming or anything, right?
You just
walk in, and what are you wearing? You got the goggles on?
I have the safety goggles. I have a yellow hard hat.
Is the video up at Kerouac?
Tell me you have a vest on.
They put the video up. I think it is at Kerouac.com.
Yes. Okay.
And probably tweeted. Yeah, I had the vest, the super reflective vest. I was ready.
Sure.
You know, you got to be ready when you're doing this kind of labor. So then we came across, I was like, where is everybody? This is weird. I'm trying to attack people with a leaf blower and they're all gone. And it turns out they were all in a sales meeting.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
So this is a conference room and it's, I would guess, 35 people.
And maybe bosses?
It would be mostly bosses, including our direct boss, Kevin Weatherby.
Okay.
And, you know, sales general managers and stuff. And they were having a meeting. And I sort of just focused the leaf blower right on the table.
Mm-hmm.
So it just was a nightmare of paperwork. It was not fun for them.
Mm-mm.
Although I enjoyed it.
Sorry, everyone. As you were.
God. Right? Went everywhere.
Can you imagine you're sitting there in that meeting and you're just trying to make the station some money?
Right?
That's all you're trying to do.
Right?
And then some
jackass shows up. And then finally, Mr. Weatherby's assistant, Sabrina.
Oh, Sabrina.
Sweetest human ever.
Nicest person in the world, mm-hmm. Right? Well, a little south.
Hey, I'm cleaning up. I'm sorry. I apologize. Oh.
I spilled her tea everywhere. Well, look. Sometimes you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet.
That is not sympathetic.
I didn't see
the damage that was done.
I didn't see the tea, so I didn't know it was there.
No.
But, I mean, in my defense, it only spilled on her computer keyboard and her outfit.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Did Chex change it into something?
Oh,
no, I was just asking. Was there some
backup? Talk to her on the phone. Can you just keep all Uncle Creepy out of it?
Let's say hi to Sabrina.
Hey, Sabrina.
Good morning.
So thank you so much for joining us. So you're sitting there at your desk doing the good work that you do every day to keep this radio station running. And what happens?
So I'm just sitting at my desk and Kevin walks in and blows not just all my papers around. He gets my tea and it just spills all over my papers, all over, like my keyboard was drenched. I was drenched. Luckily it wasn't hot anymore, but yeah, it was good times. When you laugh.
Good times. Now, did you think it was funny, or were you ticked off as you should have been?
No, I was. I thought it was hysterical. I was laughing. So
really?
Hard.
Oh, you're so sweet.
She was covering her head and trying to get out of the way, and papers were flying everywhere, covered in tea.
If it was anybody else, I think I would have been pissed. But since it was Kevin, it was kind of funny.
All right. Yeah. How nice is she?
She's the nicest person in the world.
So, Kevin,
Allie just looked at me and shook her head like, no, you're bad.
Uh-uh,
no.
I would have killed you.
She's not accepting that.
did it create a bad hair day for you? Because I'm watching this video at krock.com right now, and Kevin is literally taking the electric leaf blower and putting it in people's faces so that their hair just blows back.
Sometimes that's where the dirt is.
True. You know what? My hair was in a ponytail that day, so, you know, it worked out for everyone.
So she still worked out for everyone.
Well, I can't believe you took it that well.
Your keyboard, I'm sorry?
My keyboard was not okay. Mm. When he left, I had to get like a stack of paper towels, and for like 5 minutes, I had to just like flip my keyboard upside down because it was like there was that much tea coming out of it.
I'm
sorry, Sabrina. I'm sorry about that.
Everything else
I'm happy with, but I'm really sorry about the tea. I didn't know about the tea.
I apologize that Kevin is a dick, Sabrina.
I feel like he should at least buy me like some nice mug where that can happen again.
I'll get you a mug.
A spill-proof mug. Great idea.
For next time.
I'll get you a mug. Thank you, Sabrina.
Kevin.
Annoys you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54.
Super fun hour coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. I'll tell you about that meteor. Got that internet roundup. We got RJ Bell in Las Vegas. And
part of the super fun hours, we're going to tell you about that meteor that's going to kill us all.
That's information people are going to want to have.
I can't wait till we're all dead, I must say.
And here's what I'm getting at. And brand new music from Depeche Mode.
Yeah!
All right.
Oh, love
brand new
Depeche
music
Mode.
From Depeche Mother Effin' Mode on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Oh, okay.
That's all the way. First Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Friday.
Listen to me. Tonight, 10 p.m.,
Do a brother a solid, won't you?
Are you a brother?
I'm a brother.
Okay.
Come on out and see Hollywood Babylon with me and Kevin Smith. We have a pretty good time. But we can't have a good time without you because you're the third part of our menage a ha.
Ralph.
A menage a ha.
Come on today.
It's a three-way laugh.
Okay.
It's a menage a ha. You, me, Kevin Smith, come join us, won't you?
No.
Come out to the Improv on Melrose. It's pretty easy to do. You go to improv.com, you click on Hollywood, which is the location of the Improv, and then you buy your tickets and come out and see us.
Get as far away from me as you possibly can and never bring this up again.
We have a pretty good time. I'll try to do some things now that don't offend Allie's sensibilities. Apparently she's had enough of me today.
Well, there's been a lot of singing.
Yeah.
Singing that's not wanted.
Yeah. By whom?
By us.
I would like to direct you to the Twitter sphere.
Yes.
And the emailage.
And
I
would like to remind you that Bean has the exact same argument about his nonsense.
Only mine are real.
Ah.
That's the difference. I see. Hey, Kevin likes to play poker.
I do.
Yeah. So why don't you help him by being at his table tonight at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino. It is K-Rock's Guy's Night Out at... The bike. You get a spot to play at Kevin's table. Plus, you get a rack of chips worth $200. Oh, my Lord. That seems like quite a deal. You got to be 21 years of age or older to win this very coveted prize. But if you are, give us a call right now at 1-800-520-1067. Caller number 21. You get a spot at Kevin's table for K-Rock's Guy's Night Out. You can go to thebike.com. If you don't win... you can still RSVP your spot to play poker with the guys. Kevin will be there. Beer Mug will be there. Dave, the King of Mexico, will be there.
DJ Omar Khan spinning.
DJ Omar Khan.
It's good times.
Poker and Blackjack start at 9 p.m. tonight at the bike. So give us a call right now, 1-800-520-1067, and play poker with Kevin. Poker? I hardly even know her, right?
It's a whole day of file for Ralph.
Yeah, I'm just having a good time, despite you people. Hey, this is a good thing. The Goldbergs. Love that show.
Yes.
It's really funny.
Very, very funny. They are getting a spin-off comedy. ABC has just announced they have picked up a spin-off comedy of the Goldbergs, which will feature two high school teachers who become unlikely father figures to the kids at their Philadelphia school. Of course, the Goldbergs is also set in Philadelphia, so this is going to be about a wacky bunch of kids who are students at a school and the two high school teachers that make an impression upon them, so...
Did I hear, I didn't read the article, I just saw the headline, so forgive me, but did I hear that while the Goldbergs is set in the 80s, the spinoff is set in the 90s?
That's true.
Well, that sounds like fun.
NBC has just picked up a pilot about a girl, the only girl in a mixed race family growing up in the suburbs of Philadelphia. Philadelphia is the place to do a TV show now.
Wow.
It's happening, it's hip, it's today and yesterday. She wants to be a Laker girl.
Yes.
Just saying.
She couldn't be a Sixers
chick?
Right?
I don't know if the Sixers have chicks. I think they just have that...
I don't think they can afford it.
That weird mascot. Stars Isabella Russo. Check that out.
Should we know her?
Yeah.
The name?
She's lovely and talented. Yeah, you'll like her.
All right.
And Kenneth Choi played Judge Ito on The People vs. O.J. Simpson.
Ah.
He's also in the show. So, it's good stuff. And I thought this was a fascinating topic. We talked earlier in the movie beat about... the new documentary that opened up this week. And another documentary has just been announced on singer Eric Clapton. What a fascinating story this guy has had. Tragedy, wild success, obviously. Literally, a life of incredible ups and downs. There's a documentary being produced called Eric Clapton, A Life in 12 Bars, which will explore his musical development as well as his personal life. And it's pretty cool because Eric has given access to the producer... Lily Zanuck, all of his personal archives, documents, photographs, his personal diary, and all the performance clips that he himself owns. So it's a complete open book, and they will have access to everything that will make this thing a success. So if you're a Clapton fan, if you like guitar, how can you not be? You'll look forward to seeing that.
I also have to add Eric Clapton to the list of people who were heroin addicts for a long time, multiple times near death. Yet couldn't look any better and healthier as an older person. And I don't understand how that's possible.
Yeah. You should start. Just saying.
Right?
Apparently it's good
for you. It's not too late.
It's never too late to start.
No, it's good. It preserves you. It gives you longevity.
Well, it's certainly, I mean, think of all, you know, you think of so many, particularly musicians who did that hair. Dave Gahan's another one. You look at him, you go, the guy looks fantastic for his age. How is it possible?
Shoot up, son. Tie off. Tie off and shoot up. That's our motto.
Bean has like three examples. He's like, it's great for everybody.
Yeah. The graveyards are littered with corpses of heroin users.
Right.
But look
but
how
Bean
knows two people that didn't die, and now he's got a theory.
Correct.
Listen, Kellyanne Conway, I don't need all your alternative facts about heroin, okay?
What about Anthony Kiedis? What about...
You can name five or six or
I'm
even ten.
There's thousands.
Who died from it.
Look at Dave Navarro. How do you look as good as Dave Navarro? Be an ex-heroin addict. I'm saying there's a bunch of them. And I don't understand why they don't look terrible after what they put their bodies through.
I think you should get a big syringe right now and just shoot it right into your vein.
Taint. Wait, what did you say?
What?
I was just trying to anticipate the end of Ralph's sentence.
Look, we're down with that. Put it in your taint. All good. We're all good with that.
Why did he say taint?
Who knows why his head works the way it does?
Taint Wars.
That's where he ingests his drugs.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Julio Jones, wide receiver for the Atlanta Falcons, is 28 years old today. You guys rooting for the Falcons? Everybody rooting for the Falcons?
I'm rooting for the Patriots.
Falcons. Everybody, Falcons.
I mean, if you're an American and a Christian, you got to go for the Falcons.
We're all Patriots.
Isla Fisher's 41 years old today. Warwick Davis is 47. Maura Tierney, love her, 52 years old today. And Nathan Lane, 61. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
See, a lot of people are calling right now. The contest to win tickets to see Green Day at the Rose Bowl is between 9 a.m. and, 5 p.m. today?
That is correct, yes.
Every time you hear a Green Day song. That one doesn't count because it's before the time, but we do have a pair to give you a little bit later on the Kevin and Bean Show.
This Sunday afternoon in Houston, Texas, is the unfortunately named Super Bowl LI. So much fun. Look, this is the football game that's not even for football fans. They'll enjoy it as well, but this is the game that everybody can watch and have fun. There's so many reasons and so many ways to make money, as we're about to find out as we go to our friend RJ Bell in Las Vegas. Hit it, Steve.
How's his RJ?
Is the founder of pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider for the Associated Press. How are you, sir? Welcome back.
Oh, what a week. What a week. Now, listen, we don't want any trademark problems, right? The big game is coming up.
Well, I think we're talking about the Super Bowl as a news event, right? We're not
fair. I think they call it fair use.
Yeah, yes. I think we can get away with that. Well, let's start with some background. You've been in Las Vegas for a long time. You've mentioned in the past that Super Bowl is far and away the biggest day of action in the city. How big is Super Bowl betting? Legal Super Bowl betting?
It's surprising I'm so youthful looking. I've been here since.
still
the rose in the cheeks. Been here though since '98. And, man, when it comes to on the ground, right, what's happening on the Strip? I was down at the Bellagio last night. No weekend compares to the energy. Just people are so happy to be here, right? Forget Disneyland. They're so happy to be here.
And forget Houston. A lot of people would rather be in Las Vegas, right?
Yeah, I was with a radio guy from Atlanta. Atlanta now. He's a sports radio guy from Atlanta. He's in Vegas instead of Houston for this game. Now, when it comes to the money bet, it's not even close. There's about $10 billion with a B worldwide on the Super Bowl.
One game.
Now let's compare it. So football is the main sport. College is the alternative to NFL. How much is on, let's say, the college championship? You know, playoff final. About 1/10 as much.
Oh man!
So it's 10x on the Super Bowl.
Wow! And what are the top three or four most common bets that people make? I assume win or lose would be number one, right? But what goes beyond that?
You got the spread, and we'll talk about who we like on the spread. You got the total, and this year the over under in points is particularly interesting because it's so high. And then you've got the props, right? Well, the other thing is the money line. Some people don't even understand the spread. It's like, what's that? Just who's going to win the game?
Right.
So the money line is just who's going to win the game. And if you bet New England, you got to bet more to win less because they're the favorite. And if you bet the underdog, you bet less to win more, right? And a lot of people love that. But then there's the props. And the thing people are just shocked by with the props is, one, how many props there are on the Super Bowl. Literally, there's over 400 different ways.
What?
400 different ways to bet this game. Now, the first prop ever was in 85 when the Fridge Perry, remember?
Sure.
He was scoring those touchdowns.
300-pounder, yeah.
There was a guy I know in Vegas still working, Jimmy Vaccaro is his name. He actually was the first guy ever to put up a prop, would Fridge score a touchdown in the Super Bowl. And here's what happened. It started out like it's 70-1. It was this huge underdog. And what happened was Mike Ditka, the coach of the Bears, hated Vegas because he made the Bears the year before Vegas such a big underdog. The Bears were such a big underdog against the 49ers. He got mad at them because it demoralized his team. So when they were winning big in that Super Bowl against the Patriots, actually, he had Fridge score that touchdown, and he admitted after it was to get back at Vegas because he knew it was a big underdog.
Is that right?
That is a fantastic, to my ears, untold story. I'd never heard that before. Usually you can't find anyone on the NFL payroll to even admit that Vegas exists.
Well, remember, after Dicker left coaching, he had some, you know, really candid interviews.
Sure.
Let's say that.
Yeah, that's fascinating. All right, you mentioned the point total this year is unusual. How come, RJ?
It's so big. I mean, the over-under expected points, both teams, add them up, 59.
That is
the biggest total in Super Bowl history.
Wow.
But this is the amazing part. If you look at every NFL game ever, Otto Graham, Red Grange, every NFL game ever, all the way back in time, there's only four games ever with a higher point total expected. So this is literally the, you know, tied for fifth as the most expected points in any NFL game.
Now, they both have good offenses. How are the defenses? I know they're both strong. Are they great?
Here's the thing. I think New England's is overrated. If you actually look at their strength of schedule, who you know how tough has the offensive been they've played against? Actually, the weakest in the NFL. So I think New England's a little overrated on defense. And I think Atlanta's a little underrated on defense. Here's why. They have a very young defense, and they've gotten better as the year's gone on. Last six games for Atlanta, they've given up less than 20 points per game on average.
All right. The coin toss is still a big one. How does Las Vegas pick an odds on a coin toss? Is it not just 50-50?
Absolutely. Even though you have some amazing trends on the coin toss, and this is a great lesson in how there can be coin flips, literally, and there'll be extreme results in the short term. So the NFC has won the coin toss 17 of the last 19 years. 17 times they've won, only twice they've lost, but it's 50-50, right? So statistically, you can get those extreme runs. But yeah, it's absolutely, absolutely 50-50. Now, here's the thing, though. Two things real quick. This is fascinating. One is some sports books will actually make the line where it looks like one side is favored over the other. So let's say minus 110, minus 110 would be typical on the coin toss. They'll make one of them minus 118, let's say the heads, and the tails be minus 102. And people will look at it and go, wow, they must know something. I'm going to bet the heads. Or they say, huh, look at all the value on the tail. So no matter what the mentality is, people will get baited into betting that if they see those extreme numbers. The other thing that's fascinating about the coin toss, when I moved to Vegas in 98, there was for years people said, you want to bet tails. You want to bet tails. And it's like, why? They said, it's physics. It's physics. It's like, what are you talking about? They said, think about it. It's a commemorative coin, and the heads is really pronounced, but the tails isn't. So let's assume they're right, and the heads is a little bit heavier. Well, physics says the heads would dive to the ground if it's heavier, and thus tails would come up slightly more than 50%. Well, let's see. There's 50 Super Bowls. and it's been 26 tails and 24 heads.
So that's
so
nonsense.
Maybe they're right.
All right. We're going to run out of time here. I always urge you to go to pregame.com and see more of the what we've talked about on the air, but in particular today, just because there are dozens and dozens of great Super Bowl prop bets, including, like, if a player will get ejected, whether Lady Gaga will say the word Trump at any point, how many times Giselle will be shown in the stands. There's so much fun stuff like that. But let's close today, RJ, with the actual point spread on the game. What is it, and do you agree with it?
I don't, because I like the game, right? By definition, if you disagree with the spread, you like the game. I think Atlanta plus +3 is a good pick. I think it's a little high. Here's the rationale real quick. If you actually just look at the stats, Atlanta, you can make the case is the better team. Net yards per play, wise guys love that stat. Atlanta number one in the NFL. We talked about Atlanta's defense is trending in the right direction. Why are the Pats favored? Reputation. 7th Super Bowl, Brady Belichick. That truly is amazing. In those 6 prior, though, they were favored 4 times, 0-4 against the spread. Now, you might say, well, Belichick with extra rest, right? He can prepare. He's a mad genius. In his career with extra rest, he is under .500 against the spread. Doesn't mean he's not good. It means the point spread accounts for that extra rest because he's so respected. And then you think about Seattle, you think about Atlanta. Here's why I'm saying Seattle, because Coach Quinn was the defensive coordinator for Seattle, so he actually has been in, this is his 3rd Super Bowl in 4 years, so it's not like this is totally new to him. So the public, though, what do they love? The public loves things they're familiar with, stars that they know,
right?
And that's Brady and Belichick. So I think there's a premium on this line because Pats are so well known. We're going to take advantage of that. Atlanta plus +3 is a pick. And by the way, we're off for 2-0 in the championship round.
Right?
We are indeed. Well, it's going to be a fun game, especially if it gets anywhere near that high score that you talked about. It's going to be a lot of fun for folks to watch this Sunday afternoon from Houston. Pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider for the Associated Press. If you put anything down, let RJ know on Twitter at RJInVegas. Pregame.com. Great to have you on again. Have a fun Super Bowl. We'll talk again soon, sir.
Thank you.
So I hope you enjoyed that song. We're going to die.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
death.
Jury's still out on that, Kevin. Here's,
I don't think it is.
Here's what's going on. February 25th, NASA has been letting us know. I won't say warning because NASA says it's going to be harmless, but they detected an object last year that could be a comet, could be an asteroid. It's about 1/2 mile across, and it's on a path toward Earth. To say something that size is on a path toward Earth, but they say, according to NASA, that the object will safely pass our planet at a distance of about 32 million miles away on February 25th. So we're pretty safe if it's 32 million miles away, I would think, right?
Yeah. I would think so as well.
However, you know how the government lies, right?
Sure.
One man is calling NASA on it. He is a self-proclaimed astronomer. His name is Diamond Demir Zakharovich, which isn't at all how you pronounce his name, I'm certain. And he says that they got the math wrong and that the thing's going to hit us. It's hit us, and it's going to disrupt our planet, as has happened in the past when the dinosaurs died and so many other things. So he says it's a big cover-up, and we wanted to find out more information because, honestly, if we've got just 3 weeks or less to live, we kind of want to know, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So let's welcome – oh, it's Dr. Zakharovich is on the phone with us right now. Hey, doctor, how are you?
How about you?
We're good. Doing fine. Are you really a doctor?
I am, yes. Listen to me. I am a doctor.
Right.
I am self-proclaimed.
Right. Uh-oh. Now, so,
I just proclaimed it myself right now. You heard it here.
Right, but when you say self-proclaimed astronomer or doctor, I mean, it's basically just you saying it without it being true.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. As long as we took care of that. Okay. All right. So what's the deal? NASA is...
By the way, name is Diamond Demir Zakharovich.
I apologize. My Russian is terrible, doctor.
Dobro yutro.
Right. So NASA is just lying liars who lie, and they're just trying to cover this up. But why
lying,
would they?
Lying capitalist pig dog NASA
is
lying to people
right
for to protect the capitalist society of greed that is completely always wanting to keep making money.
I see. Mm. So, in other words, everything would just be thrown into such disarray if the truth were to come out.
Yes. You'd stop buying your lava lamps and your puka shell beads and
like
all of the things that you do with your decadent luxury life. Mm-hmm. If you knew that life as we know it would be ending in a few weeks, you'd stop buying your mid-size hybrid sedans.
True.
Sure. All right, so yes, go ahead, Ellie.
You said it's going to hit February 16th
yes.
and trigger a mega tsunami. Do we know exactly where it's going to hit? Can we get kind of a square mile?
Sure. You want the intersection?
I wouldn't mind it.
Would you like address? I can write down for you.
A little bit.
What house it's going to hit.
I feel like that would be helpful.
Listen, lady of dumbness.
Yeah.
This is an object almost half mile wide.
Okay.
It is incredibly large. It will cause so much damage to the planet, especially America.
Oh, especially America. Oh, no.
It is has such gravitational pull that Russians say it will even interfere with your elections.
That's quite a pull.
Yes. It is so much a pull that there is a video of it, Golden Showers.
Of an asteroid, golden shower, wow.
That's how much influence it has over you.
I see.
You're in the big trouble. You are doomed, is what I'm saying.
Only us, though? Just America?
Probably, yes.
It doesn't sound good, Doctor.
It will likely land somewhere in Washington, D.C.
Oh, all right. Well,
so right on Washington.
Yes.
I don't hate that.
It will land... It will completely drain any swamp that you have there, I'm telling you. It is very powerful.
Well, we certainly have been warned now.
Right?
I feel like we're all on the same page here.
Okay, then. So long now. Goodbye.
Okay. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 7:37.
St. Patrick's Day this year, an album's going to be coming out by a band called Depeche Mode. The album's called Spirit. The first single has been unleashed. It's called Where's the Revolution? Brand new Depeche Mode coming up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, how about a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup?
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Yeah!
Oh, watch me, baby!
Internet Roundup.
Come on, y'all!
Internet Roundup.
Oh, watch me, baby!
Internet Roundup.
Check it out, y'all!
Internet Roundup.
Oh, watch me, baby!
Thug life!
I don't know that it's... Not sure it's thug life, but...
Straight thug life.
Every week, our producer Dave Sanchez, the King of Mexico, puts together the best viral videos of the week and puts them up on the website at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. There's a couple I know you like a lot, Dave. What's the story behind Aaron Paul, 17 years later, looking for Price is Right redemption?
Well, I don't know if you know this, Bean, but 17 years ago, he was on the Price is Right, and he was over on the Showcase Showdown by like a couple of $100s, and he could have won a Corvette or some car like that.
And he never got over it.
Never got over it. And James Corden took him to the price. They broke into the Price is Right lot and our set and did a redo with Drew Carey.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of football stuff, of course, with the Super Bowl this week, including the NFL 2017 bad lip reading, which is very funny. Marshawn Lynch, a past Super Bowl star, goes to Houston, Scotland, see, because our Super Bowl's in Houston, Texas, and he talks to people there about the Super Bowl, and that's a funny video you want to watch. And gives them skills.
Gives them skills, yeah.
And there's a couple we want to focus on that have tremendous audio, including this one. This is almost too good to be true. You know, we talked about the Flock Stars, about the chicken that's a band.
Sure, that's on the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
Yep. Right. Now, I don't know if this chicken is a member of the Flock Stars or not, but this is Jakku is the chicken's name.
Jakku went out on his own.
That's what I'm wondering.
Solo.
Yeah. She is a very patriotic hen. Now, you're not going to believe me. You got to go see this video for yourself. You're not going to believe me. There is a backing track, but the melody of this song is being played by a chicken who is sitting in front of a keyboard and is using her beak to pick out this tune, and you tell me if this isn't pretty good for livestock. She's playing a piano.
Yep.
A chicken.
With her beak.
Timing's
with
a little off.
Beak.
Kevin, well, she's not impressed.
What does it take to impress you, Kevin?
Jakku.
Jakku. I mean, come on.
Is that Linda Pauly?
It sounded like it.
And I think they taught her by putting like little seeds on and, you know, getting her to kind of follow the food. And now they've been able to figure out a way that the keys light up and she just clicks on where the light is. It's just it's really impressive. And I'd love to know how long it took to teach her to play that song.
Right? Was it worth it?
Oh.
Kevin, you hate animals.
No, I don't. I love animals.
Well, I mean, animal videos. Sorry. This is impressive, right? Come on. Give it up to Jacqueline.
Yeah, I mean, it's impressive. How much time did they spend on it, though, do you think?
I don't care. Just asking
worth it. It had to be years.
It had to take a long time.
Right?
Worth it.
And then just, God forbid, the chicken doesn't just die of old age. You got to start over with a new chicken.
Oh, then you get fried chicken? Oh, my God, it's so good.
You don't eat Jacqueline.
Oh, come on.
It
tastes so good.
Definitely eat Jacqueline.
Yeah.
You're
eating. He dies of natural causes, Bean.
I would love to eat a patriotic chicken.
How dare you?
It's like you're eating America.
Right.
How
I am down with that as well.
Yes. Jimmy Kimmel is back. He's got two great videos on the Internet Roundup this week. One is one of the best features James does is the mean tweets, and it's time for another NFL All-Star Edition. And the things that people say about celebrities and the celebrities' reactions is what makes this great. Check it out.
J.J. Watt kind of looks like a fat Macklemore.
That's true, by the way. Mm.
I have a deep and sincere hatred for DeMarco Murray. I hope he chokes on
Tony Romo sits down to pee. Or what other way is there to pee? I'm tired of people saying Russell Wilson is too short to play quarterback. He's ugly, too.
Joey Bosa looks like a dude who wanted to be a magician, but his parents made him focus on football.
Rob Gronkowski is one of the dumbest people in the world. I have no problem with tweeting this because he probably can't read it.
I just read it. You're dumb.
It's a great batch, as always. And finally, in this week's edition of the Kevin Bean Internet Roundup, Media Day at the Super Bowl is where anybody can have access to the players and the coaches of the teams and lots of other celebrities that are there. And Guillermo from the Jimmy Kimmel Live Show once again does a fantastic job. I mean, who do you want interviewing Bill Belichick but Guillermo, right?
Right.
And he does get to him at the end of this piece, but check it out.
Hey, Mr. Mike.
Oh, sorry. There was a turkey leg there. I got distracted.
What Disney princess are you?
Disney princess am I?
Yeah. Like Cinderella, Oreo, Frozen?
Oreo.
Snow White?
I mean, I grew up watching Aladdin. I always liked that one. So Jasmine, I guess? Yeah. What was that? Is that a real chicken leg?
Yeah, you want to take a bite?
No.
Mr. Dan?
Yes.
Do you think Nick will find love in The Bachelor show?
That's a great question. I don't know if we have enough time to discuss that on a night like tonight, so I'll leave that up to the real experts on the show.
Are you here for the right reasons?
That's the coach of the Falcons, by the way.
Yeah. I believe I am.
Yeah, me too.
Next question.
OUT our goal?
Yeah.
Can I have one?
Nah, you can have one, man.
Mr. Julie, are you going to shave your beard on Sunday?
Poquito.
What about your legs?
My legs? Hey, I might give him a trim. What's up, Mike?
Hey, that guy is fake news, man.
All right, stop right there. So that's Julian Edelman, right, that Guillermo was talking to. And then Michael Irvin steps into the frame and starts talking to him. And now Guillermo is going to go off on Michael Irvin, which is very funny.
Huh? That guy is fake news, man. He's fake news, man. He's fake news. Hey, that guy is fake news. That guy is fake news.
I mean,
it was a good experience.
Hey, Mr. Crapolo, how does Tom Brady smell?
I don't know, man. You go smell and tell me.
Hey, Mr. Danny, what does Tom Brady smell like?
Flowers.
What kind of flowers?
Expensive ones.
Mr. Belichick, I have a question. You have a great smile. I think you should smile more often. You look cuter when you smile. Can you smile for everybody?
You got it. Next, let's go.
Can you sign my football?
No.
Okay.
One more smile.
They should rename that Guillermo Annoys You is what they should do. You can see all these videos and so much more right now at KROQ.com or KevinDeBean.com. It's a brand new Kevin DeBean Internet Roundup.
Internet Roundup.
Come on, y'all.
Internet Roundup.
Oh, watch me, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, that sounds like that band that used to play that music that sounded like that.
That band is still together and still great and still playing that music. And you're correct, Kevin. It is new Depeche Mode. That is called Where's the Revolution here on the Kevin Bean Show on K-Rock. The album is going to be out very soon, March 17th, and it's going to be called Spirit.
Depeche Mode. Are you kidding me, Depeche Mode? What am I, a band to you? You think I make music for you? Is that what you think, Henry? I'm going to get you, Henry. I tell you, I'm going to get you, Henry.
That's the voice of our friend Ralph Garman, who steps in for another look at the showbiz beat here on a Friday. What's going on?
Ralph Garman. No, it's not Ralph Garman. It's Depeche. It's Joe Depeche. What the hell's wrong with you?
Nobody gets me, man. Hey, tonight, 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose, once again, Kevin Smith and I will be bonded.
What?
Yeah,
what?
We're going to bond. Our bond of brotherhood, of Babel brotherhood. Hollywood Babylon takes place tonight at 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose. Love to have you come join us.
No.
We have a really good time. I think you will, too. Go to improv.com for more details and for tickets. And I want to thank listener Edwin, who sent in this email. I'm not much of a basketball fan. But he is, and as a Lakers fan, he's got a lot to talk about to reassure other Lakers fans. I thought it was important to talk about. Dear Ralph, want to give you a scoop. The Lakers' worries are over. My friend works in the Israeli Basketball Premier League. And he tells me the Lakers are going to sign two players from Israel who average 50 points per game. LeBron Cohen and Kobe Schwartz. With the new scoring punch from these two players, the Lakers will definitely make a playoff push. He said the press conference will be today, and the Lakers GM will likely announce, I signed scoring Jews!
Nope.
I signed scoring Jews.
Nope. Thank sorry, Edwin.
Grape juice?
Yeah,
no. Tomato juice? No. Carrot juice? No.
Scoring juice?
Yeah,
scoring juice. Scoring juice. Scoring juice.
Yeah, that's pretty strong, Edwin. Thank you, sir, for setting that along.
Job well done.
I think Edwin needs a timeout.
It's becoming a thing, Bean.
It is. Can't stop it.
It's out of your control.
Can't stop it.
It's a juggernaut. Sharknado, also a juggernaut, will not be deterred. A fifth Sharknado movie has been announced.
How many of us saw the fourth?
Did you see Sharknado The Fourth Awakens?
It was awful.
Magical.
It was not magical at all.
Spectacular.
It was terrible.
It was delicious.
Spectacular.
It was luxurious.
It was really bad.
Weird words.
Those are weird
but
words.
I like them.
You didn't see it, it sounds like, Ralph.
I absolutely saw it.
It was horrible.
I reveled in it.
It had none of the
luxurious and delicious.
It had none of the fun that the previous installations had.
Well, you are my barometer fun,
right?
Bean. Don't get me
thank
wrong.
You. Thank you.
I know you're the go-to guy when it comes to silly, mindless goofiness.
Nobody loves fun like me. Let's go to Kevin, then, who is the king of silly, mindless, whatever you said. Kevin, how was Sharknado 5?
It sucked.
Or four, whatever we're talking about.
The last
one sucked, right?
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Yeah, it was bad.
Listen, you don't know, man.
But we don't know, man.
The plot of number 5, much of North America is lying in ruins. And the rest of the world has to brace for a global Sharknado.
Yay!
Not just the East Coast this time. The entire world.
Okay.
Apparently, the UK, Australia, and Bulgaria are about to be obliterated in the fifth movie. So, we got that going for us. That's all you need.
I mean, I like the other ones enough that I'll watch this. I'm in, but the last one was good.
I think part of the problem with the other one is they tried to cram 40 cameos into it that were people were there for no other reason just to be on screen for 3 seconds.
They weren't there for the right reasons?
They didn't serve the plot of Sharknado. They weren't germane to the dramatic integrity.
If David Cassidy's going to be in a Sharknado movie, I want it to matter. I'm just saying it was just one right after another. The whole thing was just stitched together so poorly.
So much taint today.
Taint talk.
Taint talk is my new podcast. I hope you'll check it out.
A lot of taint talk.
I feel like I have. Hey, you guys know HR, Joseph I? lead singer for the Bad Brains?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know a lot about Bad Brains,
say
but
that in a bad way. Yeah.
I'm familiar with his struggle and his sad journey.
Yeah, he's going. He's got brain surgery coming up. He's going in for brain surgery. He was having excruciating headaches until his wife Lori set up a GoFundMe page to raise money to get him diagnosed. And then once he was for the procedure, as if you know anything about the Bad Brains in HR, he lives a life that's more or less. I mean, it's very free, but it's basically he's on the streets a lot.
Mm.
And the goal was to raise $16,000 for this medical procedure. As of last night, the fund was at $17,500.
All right.
The operation is scheduled for February 21st. If you're a Bad Brains fan and you'd like to donate, you can still go to GoFundMe.com and check out all the details there and donate if you're a fan of HR and the band. Our buddy Jay Moore, by the way, is executive producing a documentary about HR.
Is that right?
Yeah, called Finding Joseph I, and I think it comes out soon, but fascinating tale.
Well, they're one of those bands that wasn't a big hit on their own, but influenced so many other musicians who went on to have careers.
Very much so. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Nathan Lane is 61 years old today. Maura Tierney turns 52. Warwick Davis, little Wicket the Ewok. Ewoks, right? Who's with me? But he was also in good movies like Willow and...
I like the Ewoks.
What's wrong with you?
I like the Ewoks.
Yeah, as a kid I liked the Ewoks.
Yeah, but then you grew up, right? And you were like, what?
Just saying.
Wait a minute.
I didn't mean
Wait
for it
a minute. That's, that you don't pull my cereal.
I mean, Alley for the win, right?
It was a lot of teddy bears for a Star Wars movie.
Isla Fisher's 41 years old today, and... the Falcons wide receiver Julio Jones, who's going to be busy this weekend, 28 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I wonder if anyone went to Las Vegas recently and put money on the prop bet that Kevin B would play a Papa Roach song on today's show. They just made some money.
Mm. Yeah.
Hey, great stuff coming up this hour here on the Kevin Bean Show, including another chance for you to earn your way in to see Green Day at the Rose Bowl. They're playing on September the 16th, and you're eligible for the grand prize drawing that we're, I think, going to do. Somebody's going to do, maybe not us.
Yeah,
we draw it on Monday.
We're going to draw it on Monday.
Yeah, thank you, Dave.
Just occurred to me. We're going to do it Monday.
All right, great. To go to see the band in Australia one more time, but that's coming up in just 3 minutes here on the Kevin Bean Show on K-Rock.
We've done this topic before. It seems to keep rearing its ugly head. Somebody ruined your wedding. This story is straight crazy. And then we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. This is the maid of honor.
It's been about a year and a half since we last talked about this, but we were forced into having this conversation again because of this story from Florida. I mean, this sounds like if you weren't the bride or the maid of honor in this story, it sounds like the greatest wedding ever, doesn't it?
I would love to have been there.
Yes!
Here's what happened.
Right now, Amanda Willis is in the Charlotte County Jail.
Listen to all the charges from the wedding day. Grand theft auto, 4 counts of battery, including battery on an EMT.
The ceremony was beautiful.
But right after the ceremony, Jennifer's maid of honor, Amanda Willis, started drinking.
Now, do we believe that? Because I feel like maybe there was some pre-partying going on.
I think so, too.
Absolutely.
Except for then she did hit it hard here.
She was a mess. I mean, she drank almost the whole entire bottle of Fireball.
She was drunk within 20 minutes to a half an hour.
Willis started asking people for their keys.
And she just went up to the best man and grabbed the keys out of his pocket and jumped in his car.
And backed out.
She almost hit him.
The best man, Brian's brother, was able to grab onto the car.
She took off and his feet were dragging across the ground. He had to hit the e-brake.
He was holding on to the car and being dragged.
Now, I wanted to ask you guys, I'm glad you stopped that tape, because I wanted to ask you guys about that. Somebody who's drunk takes your car, and obviously the last thing in the world you want is for that to happen. You want them to stop. You want them to not drive.
Of course.
It's potentially deadly. Do you grab onto the car and hold on to it? No matter how desperate you are to not have her drive, is that ever going to work?
I don't know. I don't know. This just sounds like it was such just one
impulse,
second after another.
I
probably not.
And he thought maybe he could distract her enough by seeing what he was doing. I mean, I guess. But then when you're dragged behind the car, holy moly.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Oh, it doesn't end there.
Guests wrestled Willis out of the car.
She went back inside and she grabbed up the big bottle of Captain Morgan and just guzzled it like this.
All right, so good. So now she's going Captain Morgan.
And then she got violent.
Oh.
As soon as I turned around, she came and cracked me upside the side of the face.
Templeton says he swung back before he knew what was happening. That's when deputies were called. Deputies say Willis claimed to be having an asthma attack and started shaking like she was having a seizure.
All right, now.
What?
I am not laughing at her seizure, if there was one. I am laughing that she drank that much, all that Captain Morgan, all that Fireball, and then says, no, 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 I'm not drunk. It's an asthma attack.
Yeah, it's not over yet either.
They took her to Bayfront Punta Gorda, where they say she exposed herself to deputies, assaulted two EMTs, and kicked over her bedpan.
She kicked over her bedpan, which is
causing a hazard.
So this woman who's supposed to be your best friend, how do things stand now?
Great. She's no longer my friend.
This is the ninth time Willis has been arrested in Charlotte County alone. She is still in jail after Saturday's wedding.
That happened. Allie, if you're the bride, do you cut loose a friend just because of a bad day? I mean, how uptight is this lady that the poor woman's having an asthma attack and now you won't be friends with her?
That's a bad choice on that bride to make her the maid of honor because she's clearly been arrested many, many times.
I at first was giving her the benefit of the doubt. Maybe she blacked out early. She had no idea any of this was happening, but I think it might be a pattern.
You think?
A little bit.
Starting to think of that. All right. So, look, no one's going to top that Florida wedding, but we're looking for your stories. If somebody ruined your wedding or had a very serious detrimental impact on your ceremony or reception, we want to hear from you. Like I said, it's been a while since we've done this topic, so we want your stories at 1-800-520-1067. You can call now. Muggs is here. Now, Muggs, as you know, just got married a few months ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you also had a situation where there's somebody in your wedding party who ended up kind of sabotaging the day, right?
Yeah, it wasn't just a guest. It was my best man.
Yeah,
sure was.
This is the actual equivalent to what happened in this story with the maid of honor.
Yeah. His speech was not very, let's say, family-friendly, age-appropriate.
Well, I mean, I think he only went south for the first, say, half hour.
Yeah. After the second half hour, it kind of picked up a little bit. But I literally wanted to crawl under the table.
Yeah.
I was very embarrassed on the story.
He was talking about wrapping his penis around his arm.
It was a watch. Yeah.
Like it was a watch. That happened.
And then he brought up the question that he thought I was, which there's nothing wrong with being homosexual, but he thought I was a homosexual in high school.
Which is an odd thing to bring up at somebody,
it's like,
your
at
best
your
man's
wedding.
Speech. Look, he was trying desperately to be funny and was failing. By the way, just for the record.
Yeah.
It was the best part of the
wedding. How dare you?
That was the best
part.
Really?
Yes. Kevin?
No. Well, that are the last person to clean up.
But before we get to that, Muggs, I'm fascinated with this best man thing. So this is a guy, obviously, you're close to. He's your best friend.
Yeah.
Was he drunk when he did his speech?
He had been. I had seen him earlier in the night. He was drinking. We had a bottle of Jack Daniels on our table in front of Nicole and I.
Right.
And he was pounding it.
Right.
Pounding it. Because
because he was nervous about his speech.
Yes, he was nervous. He was smoking cigarettes.
Did you think at some point, hey, calm that down until after the speech?
Well,
no,
I didn't because I knew he was nervous. So I was like, I'm just going to let him do what he needs
now,
to do.
Was there anything in your past relationship with him, with your friendship with him, that would have led you to fear this? Is this something you could have foreseen coming with his personality?
Yes, and I'll tell you why.
All right.
I grabbed the mic at his wedding, uninvited.
Look.
That's Clarkins.
Yeah, here we go.
But
karma.
Just those words changed the whole story.
Right?
It's all
now we're team best man.
It's all team best man now.
So
you weren't even supposed.
I wasn't even supposed to speak. So I go up to he and his bride at the time. And I said, "Hey guys, I just wanted to know if I could just step on the mic and just share a few things." Well, my speech was awful. It wasn't prepared. Oh, it wasn't planned. I was rambling.
Love to have heard that.
So I think, he had a little payback in mind when he gave mine.
Well, that was a long, long, long payback.
Now, Muggs,
tell you,
grandparents are there?
Grandparents, nieces.
And are you looking at their faces? You're looking at your parents' faces as they're talking about your penis?
Yeah, nieces and nephews, four, five, six, seven years old.
And by the way, he acknowledged at the beginning of his speech that there are kids here, so he's going to try and keep it clean. And then he went right for that story.
Yeah, and I wanted to crawl under the table. It was awful.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. Well, listen, we're going to let you go because you need to go answer some phones because they're ringing off the hook here. If you have a story at 1-800-520-1067, who is it that ruined your wedding or wedding party? Why don't we start with let's start with Nicole. She's in Costa Mesa. She's on line one. Hey, Nicole.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. Who ruined your wedding?
So I didn't. No one's ruined my wedding. Hopefully they don't. I'm getting married in October, but I think I ruined my girlfriend's wedding, and she doesn't want to admit it to me.
Okay, good.
Wow, you're the ruiner. I love this.
Yeah, we were in the bridal suite getting ready. You know, there's fruit platters and all this food out, champagne, and I'm just, you know, I'm munching. You know, I'm hungry. We've been up since super early.
Right.
And I eat a peach, and I feel something sharp go down my throat, and I start to choke really badly. It's too far down to come up, too far up to go down. I'm panicking. I can't breathe. They're giving me champagne.
I think she's literally talking about choking.
What?
She's literally talking about choking.
She's struggling to stay alive. Kill the music.
It's not sexual.
No, totally choking. And I go into esophageal spasm, like horrible, like excruciating pain where I can't breathe. I can't do anything. So they try to calm me down. They literally, like, forced me to take a shot of tequila to try to, like, calm myself down because I really couldn't breathe. I forced myself through the ceremony, stood there while my esophagus was spasming. The pain was radiating all the way through my back. I could barely breathe. I barely made it through pictures. Didn't even make it to the reception. Had to have an ambulance call pick me up, and I spent the whole night at Laguna Beach Hospital.
Wow. Gosh. Well, you're a terrible friend.
I know.
That's my takeaway.
Wait, so the bride never confronted you about it or said anything about it?
I got a thank you card about 6 months later thanking me for being in the wedding and sorry you choked on a peach. Never. That was it.
That's not much follow-up for a friend, I'll tell you. All right, well, thank you for calling, Nicole. We appreciate it very much. 1-800-520-1067. Rachel, you hang on, and Lori, and Lydia, and Jenny, and it's all ladies, by the way. Is there nothing that can ruin a man's wedding? What's going on here? We'll take your calls next on K-Rock. Came across a story recently on What's Up with Florida about a bridesmaid who got super drunk at a wedding, ended up hitting some of the guests, ended up trying to steal a car. It was a big mess, and it occurred to us, it's been a while since we heard your stories of somebody ruined your wedding, and that's what we're doing at 1-800-520-1067.
Sometimes we have problems getting phone calls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like we could do this topic for 12 hours straight.
Right.
And I don't know what's going on, but man.
I guess it's a pressure-packed situation plus alcohol, and that is always going to result in stories. Why don't we start with Brandon? He's in L.A. He's on line 8 up first here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And then, Laura, you hang on. We'll get to you next. Brandon, welcome to the show. What's going on? Who ruined your wedding?
Good morning, everyone. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
So this was not my wedding. I went back to Kentucky for one of my best friend's wedding. It was at his farm. The reception was in the barn. Very nicely done up. But the bride, one of her cousins, decided after drinking copious amounts of alcohol that he would challenge her to a dance competition that included doing the worm on the barn floor.
I love this story already. It has Kentucky, a barn, and somebody doing the worm.
Wait, he challenged the bride?
I can't make it up. Challenged the bride, who was still in her full wedding dress, everything.
All right.
So she killed it. It was amazing. She gets down to do it.
Go ahead.
And bust his fist wide open on the floor. There's blood all over the place. The bride's father helped him to his feet. On his way up to his feet, he accidentally or on purpose grabbed at least two bridesmaids' bread. So
at least two?
At least two.
He's awfully handsy.
A little bit. So the father has to remove him from the barn, from the reception. He breaks free from the father and sprints off into the field. And so I've been to this farm many times. I see him sprinting, and I'm wondering, where is he going? He's running towards an electric fence.
Right.
He runs straight into the electric fence, shocks himself, and drops straight to the ground.
This sounds too good to be true. This has the worm and the split face and the boobs, and now you're telling me the electric fence?
This story has everything. So I love it.
Why is this not already a made-for-TV movie?
I'm honestly not sure. And the bride is an actress, so you would think that would have been incorporated somewhere.
This is why I don't go to weddings anymore, because they're never as exciting as this one. If this was guaranteed, I would always go. All right, Brandon, thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate that. Let's go up to line 2. Let's go to L.A. Say hi to Lori. Apparently she had a bridesmaid situation, just like the story that got us started. What's going on, Lori?
I did. Good morning. I had two bridesmaid situations. I had one bridesmaid in a crappy marriage whose addict husband had used up all their credits. So when her tire blew out the morning of our wedding, she couldn't rent a car to get to the wedding. So she was a complete no-show.
Okay, good.
I had another bridesmaid who, despite being a childhood friend, throughout my courtship was getting really jealous of my relationship with my husband. And like all grown adults, the way she would demonstrate her support of me was she showed up on the wedding day in a bridesmaid dress she never got fitted, which was three sizes too big. She showed up with wet hair with makeup all down her face. So she ruined all the pictures. She insisted on driving me the pictures.
Lori, why was she in any of the pictures? Why didn't somebody say, hey, step aside?
You know,
How is she in a picture?
In the moment, it just didn't occur to us.
She's wearing a wedding dress.
Well, she was wearing a bridesmaid dress, Kevin, but it wasn't fitted, is what she said. And she was a childhood friend, right?
So she was a hot mess and really pouty throughout all the pictures, but she insisted on driving me. She had grease on her gear shift in her car, so grease got all down my wedding dress before the wedding.
Good.
We show up to the wedding. Everything's going great. We get to the reception, and she now has all of my things in the car. So when it comes time to leave, my ID and everything is in her car. She got jealous during reception, took off early to go decorate her classroom because she's a teacher, and left with my ID, and we were leaving for a honeymoon out of the country.
Well, that's when you want to not have your ID with you. That's one thing I know about travel.
Right, female.
That's what you want to do. You want to leave your wedding sailing off into the sunset and driving all across the county trying to find a teacher.
You make excellent choices with friends. That's I got to say, it is on you, Lori, but I'm glad you called, and I thank you for that. Let's go to Eric Pico Rivera, line 6. See, this is what I was waiting for. I was waiting for some guests to get into it with each other, and I think Eric's our man. Hey, Eric.
What's going on, party people?
Talking about us. Weddings being ruined. What do you got?
First off, I gotta say I love you guys, and I'm happy to be talking to you.
Thank you.
My wife and I, we got married out in Las Vegas, as you do. And my father at the time was splitting with his wife, so she wasn't invited. But he brought his girlfriend, who is now his current wife.
Mm-hmm.
And the ex-wife found out about it. She decided to show up at our wedding, and she tried sitting on his lap next to his girlfriend.
Oh, dear Lord. Really?
Oh, yeah.
She was bold in his face. She was trying to ruin your entire wedding.
I think she was just trying to get her dude, you know?
Yeah. So did anybody have to be removed? Did anyone have to be removed from the reception?
Oh, yeah. All my aunts looked at him, told him, get out. The minute those doors shut, my cousins on the other side said the ex-wife jumped on his back, started hitting him.
Now we're having some fun.
Jerry! I love it. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate your call. Let's do one more. Lydia is in Pasadena. She was working at a wedding. All right, Allie, before we hear a word out of Lydia, you've seen the description. Is this going to be true or not true?
I need it to be true.
I want it to be true also, but I'm afraid it could be an urban legend because it sounds too good. All right, Lydia, you're up. Let's see.
Good morning, party people.
Good morning.
Morning.
So I was a catering manager at a hotel, and this wedding was in August in Pasadena. It was 100 degrees. The night before, the groom got hammered at the rehearsal dinner.
Good.
And on the way from the ceremony to the hotel, he barfed on the bride in the limousine.
Oh, no.
She had, barf everywhere. Oh. And was trying to lift the dress, and the barf fell out on the valet section.
Oh, poor bride.
I wonder if they're still married, because she was pissed.
Well, I can imagine if he's puking all over her wedding dress.
Yeah, it's not ideal. All right, so that's part one of your tale. What happened next?
The second one was I had this crazy bridezilla, and she was horrible. But 10, 15 minutes before we were getting ready to cut the cake, her uncle had flown in from Finland, and he dropped dead of a heart attack in front of the cake. He died. He started turning blue. You could see all the blood falling down to the bottom of the cake. And the paramedics came and they're like, hey, we can declare him dead here, but that's going to take another 3 hours. So I was like, hell no, dead on arrival. Get him out of here.
Right? You need cake. he didn't bring the cake down with her or anything. The cake was still fine, right?
The hotel shuttle took the cake back to the bride's house. The wedding.
Yeah, they saved the cake, everybody.
Wait, did they cancel the wedding or the reception or something just because some dude died?
Well, every
such a feeler.
It wasn't always just some feeling. Dude. He wasn't even an American.
Though. He was an uncle.
Oh my God!
How upset could you have been?
Oh, dear Lord.
All right, Lydia. We love you. We thank you for calling. We got to clear the lines right now because we got some business to take care of. All this week on the Kevin Bean Show, we've been giving you chances to win tickets to go see Green Day. This is another one. What are we looking for this time, Kevin?
We're going to play a game based. I don't know how to sell this. Just if you're a Green Day fan, call.
You know when you love Green Day. You know a lot about Green Day.
Yes.
Maybe that's how we should say it. 1-800-520-1067. Same phone number. Give you a chance to win those tickets next on K-Rock. Green Day at the Rose Bowl, September 16th, their final date of their North American tour. And you win those tickets, plus be qualified for the grand prize drawing we do Monday to see them in Sydney, Australia. I didn't expect this today, but ladies and gentlemen, Mr. T has joined us in studio. Mr.
All right.
T, everybody.
It's enough of your jibber-jabber.
Hey, T, what's going on? Happy Friday to you.
Play the game.
Let's play the game. You're never going to believe what it's called. Hit it, Steve.
In 2017, Kevin and Bean have tickets to see Green Day at the Rose Bowl. Just answer questions about the band, and you might be able to attend the concert. It's no problem. Kevin and Bean can help, but you have to call them. Then maybe you can see Green Day.
That's right, fool.
So the game is
cool.
The game is called I Pity Trey Cool.
I Pity Trey Cool.
Drummer for Green Day. And Mr. T, if I understand correctly, you're going to ask Green Day trivia questions. And if the listeners get it right, they go into the drawing and someone wins tickets at the end. Correct?
That's right, sucker.
All right. Kevin, who's our first contestant, please?
Our first contestant is Brian in Southgate. Hi, Brian.
Hi.
Listen up. Drummer Trey Cool was not Green Day's original drummer. Who was the drummer Trey replaced?
I don't know. Sorry.
You lose. Go away, sucker.
What was the answer, Mr. T?
John Kiffmeyer.
Oh, see, now if Brian would have known that, he'd be in the drawing. So sorry.
Oh, Kiffmeyer. Kiffmeyer ass.
Next is Daniel in Long Beach. Hi, Daniel.
Hey, what's going on, party people?
Say hi to Mr. T.
Hey, Mr. T.
Shut up, fool!
He's just trying to play the game, Mr. T.
The band surprised fans by releasing 3 brand new albums over 3 months in 2012. What were they called, fool?
21st Century Radio.
No.
Damn.
No, it's, Oh, go ahead, Mr. T. I'm sorry. I don't want to steal your thunder.
Uno, dos, tres!
Uno, dos, tres were the 3 albums we were looking for. All right, not so much for Daniel. Who's next, please?
All right, we have Natalie in Woodland Hills. Hi there.
Hi.
Listen up. Okay. One of Green Day's most popular songs has been used multiple times on TV shows, including ER and the last episode of Seinfeld. What was it?
Time of Your Life.
Yes!
Yes!
That's nicely right, done. Woman.
She goes in the drawing.
Oh.
We got one.
Come here, woman. I'll show you what a real man's like.
No. We just put her on hold.
You stay up at night thinking about a real man taking care of you, don't you? You come over to my apartment, pretty lady.
She didn't call in to date you, Mr. T. She's trying to get some free date. All right, I will.
Let's go to Cody.
I'm penetrate cool.
Let's go to
that's what I understand, yes.
Cody and Chino, hi.
Good morning.
Cody, Green Day has released 2 albums under different band names, too. In 2003 and 2008. Can you name either of those, sucker?
No, I can't, sucker. You got me.
I mean, he did
my prediction, lose.
What did Green Day also record under? What name, Mr. T?
The Network in 2003 and Foxborough Hot Tubs 2008.
See? I mean, I guess a real Green Day fan might have known that.
It's enough of your jibber-jabber.
All right, sorry.
Next.
Let's go to Chris in La Mirada. Hi.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, party people.
Good morning. Here's Mr. T.
Billy Joe Armstrong and Mike Dirnt were both born in Northern California, where the band would form. Trey Cool was not born in the United States. Where was he born?
That's hard. Don't know.
West Germany.
Oh, sorry. Nice try, though.
I pity Trey Cool.
That's what I understand,
in West Germany. Shut up, fool!
I think we have time for one more, Mr. T.
All right, let's go to Ruha in Santa Monica. Hi, Ruha.
Hello. What up?
One of Green Day's most popular albums was adapted as a stage musical and eventually ended up on Broadway, winning Tony Awards. What was that album and musical called?
American Idiot.
That's right,
nicely
woman.
Nicely done. You hold
right,
on.
So the ladies are the ones who came through. So Ruha and Natalie both got through the qualifying round, and they are in the drawing to win tickets for Green Day at the Rose Bowl. Miss Emily McKay, only one can win, and only one can be eligible for the grand prize drawing to see the band one more time in Australia. Who's it going to be?
It's going to be Natalie.
It's going to be Natalie.
Yay!
Congratulations, Natalie.
Thank you.
Calm down, woman. I penetrate cool.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:53.
Coming up in the next half hour on the show, the leaf blower edition of Kevin Annoys You. And also a beer mug out on the street with a microphone doing interviews as only beer mug can.
Oh, he's doing some good work, too.
I'm very much looking forward to that. First, Ralph's here with another look at the showbiz beat on a Friday. What's going on?
Tonight, 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose. This is what's going on. A little thing I like to call Hollywood Babble on.
No.
See, it's a play on words because Babylon was an ancient city of decay and perversity. Never mind.
I'm not listening.
Kevin Smith, writer, director. Kevin Smith, writer and director, raconteur, and bestest buddy of mine. We do a little show called Hollywood Babylon at the Improv on Melrose tonight at 10 p.m. If you'd like to come out and join us, you can go to improv.com. That's the website. Get your tickets. Get more information. Love to see you there. In the meanwhile, Jennifer Lopez says she makes no bones about her love of men in their 20s.
All right.
She is a sultry Fine. 47. Don't get me wrong. It's a pretty strong 47.
Agreed.
But she likes dudes in their 20s. Why, you may ask? Well, let me tell you.
Why?
She tells W Magazine that the attraction is simple. Men in their 20s are very confident and cocky. But women are super insecure. She says that flips in the 40s.
Okay.
Women get super secure about themselves when they look like Jennifer Lopez. And men get less attractive and insecure because they lose their vitality, their rambunctiousness.
But I have to ask this question. I'm not trying to rain on anybody's love parade here, but
here we go.
What does the 50-year-old woman almost have to talk about with the 25-year-old
dude? They ain't talking, Bean.
Girl. Tell them what it's all about.
Do they have anything in common, any shared experience or shared reference points?
The girl's not 8. She's 25.
Or well, he's 25.
What?
I'm sorry.
Girl, who are we talking about?
The guy isn't 8. The guy's 25. Of course they have stuff to talk about.
What shared experiences or do they have to discuss? A 50-year-old woman and a 25-year-old guy. Well, besides that, I'm saying once they've done that, once they've knocked that out, then what?
Then you knock it out again, right?
I've never heard you question this when it's a dude that's 80 and a chick that's 20.
I have
done
it.
You are in for it now.
I have questioned it constantly, and I question it today again. The same question in reverse is, what are you talking to this person who's half your age about?
Why?
Listen, to the best of my knowledge, Jennifer Lopez's favorite subject is Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
I think as long as he's willing to talk a lot about her,
all good.
And she's willing to talk about her, then the two of them have an enormous amount to talk about.
Fair enough.
Because often these dudes are like her backup dancers and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So they talk about the show and the road and life on the road and, hey, where are the red vines on the craft service table and where are the rose petals that are supposed to go from my dressing room to the stage? There's a lot to talk about.
All right.
You don't get it, man.
I've been schooled to that. I didn't realize they had red vines in common.
You know about love.
Right?
Love, man. Talk about love. Playoffs?
Playoffs?
I don't.
It's happening right now.
I'm just deciding whether to wade into these tricky waters.
Okay.
I think I will.
All right.
Does anyone else bothered by the seemingly new crop, a fairly thick crop of military television programs? A lot of SEAL Team 6 shows and the new one, Charlie Foxtrot, has just been added, a new pilot. And it seems like that there's a bunch of stuff about the military. Is this a reaction to the fact that so many of our American brothers and sisters are deployed abroad? Or is this something else? I just don't understand why it seems like there's a ton of militaristic kind of television lately.
Well, I think it's the same with emergency rooms and police. I mean, that's where all the drama is. That's one of those stories where there's always drama.
I suppose that's true.
Dave's watching a show called Six about the SEAL Team Six on the History Channel. Apparently, it's very popular.
Yeah, I know.
Write that down.
However, this new one on ABC is a comedy.
Okay.
It's called Charlie Foxtrot, which is military slang for a cluster F, apparently. And this is about a cautious and lovable dentist who's stationed at Fort Bragg, who promises to look after his brother's impulsive fiance and her two misfit teens while his brother is deployed in Iraq.
That's got a lot going on.
This is like the Hogan's Heroes of its era.
Wow.
So we got that going.
Wow.
So there's some humor. See, there's some humor in the in being deployed.
There can be. I'm not sure this is the one. We'll see.
Hey, Muggs, Muggeroni, am I giving away this this thing or not? Muggs? Yes or no?
No.
What? No. Don't do it.
No.
Okay. All right, I will give something else away at another time.
Okay.
Let's say.
It's a good tease.
Let's say next Showbiz Beat, I'll give away something, all right? Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Isla Fisher is 41 years old today. I vacationed on the Isla Fisher one time.
Is that right? How was it?
The beautiful waterfront cottages. They put them up on a wharf. Mm-hmm. It's like a dock.
Right.
You're right there in the water, and then you can just lower yourself down into a canoe.
Mm-hmm. It does sound lovely.
The Isla Fisher, I recommend it. It's a vacation destination.
Hell of a canoe.
It's a canoe, I'll tell you. 41 years old today. Warwick Davis, he was one of the Ewoks. He was also Willow. Let's not forget that.
I was trying to remember earlier, was he the little person who was so funny on the Ricky Gervais Extras show as well?
Yeah, so much so that he got his own spinoff, Life
Very
is Short.
Very funny.
Remember,
that's
Ricky,
right.
Ricky Gervais put that together with Stephen Merchant. Maura Tierney is 52 years old today, and Nathan Lane turns 61. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the Showbiz Beat.
Chip has ruined that song for me because I always tense up at the end waiting for the inappropriate, hey! Because it's happened often enough that now I associate it with that song.
But now you miss it.
And I don't miss it.
I
don't
miss it. You never know.
I can't enjoy it either way now because you ruin the song when you do it, but then when you don't, I still am on edge expecting it.
Wow.
So you're
life
bad.
Life is tough.
It is. It's a struggle. The struggle is real, you guys.
Right.
Hey, apparently there's a football game of some importance happening on Sunday, and Beer Mug took to the streets with the K-Rock microphones to talk to people about it, and we thought we might share that with you.
Muggs, where did you go to?
Oh, it's a Hollywood and Highland.
Hollywood and Highland. Here's Muggs.
I'm a Colts fan, so I'm going to go with the Falcons.
I think you and 98% of America, right?
Yes.
Go Falcons. I hope we beat Brady.
Let me hear your best Bill Belichick impression.
Well, that's just how we played, and that's how we won.
There it is. Jordan, you're the man. Do you think the Falcons have a chance on Sunday? Do you think they have any part of a chance?
With the dynamic offense, they got a chance. Just like, I mean, they got out to a big lead on Green Bay, and Green Bay couldn't catch them. So same thing with Brady. Like, they get in a hole early with that defense, and they might not be able to catch up.
But your money says New England.
New England. Because Atlanta's defense probably can't get to Tom.
Falcons.
Why so?
Because I'm a Baltimore Raven fan, and I hate the Patriots.
If you were to see Tom Brady walking around Hollywood and Highland right now, what would be the one thing you'd say to him?
I would boo him.
Who's going to win the big game on Sunday? Who do you got? Who do you got on Sunday?
Atlanta.
Why?
I just like Atlanta better, and I'm a Dolphin fan, so f*** the Patriots.
If you were to see Tom Brady walking around Hollywood and Highland right now, what would be the one thing you'd say to him?
Hope you break your leg, man.
Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl on Sunday?
The Atlanta Falcons?
Yep. Why so?
Because I'm a Rams fan and I hate New England.
If you were to meet Tom Brady, what would be the one thing you'd say to him?
Marry me?
Or how about Bill Belichick?
I'm a cheater. That's it.
That's your Bill Belichick impression?
That's it. I'm a cheater. I'm a cheating, playbook, deflating son of a bitch. That's it.
Who do you got winning the Super Bowl on Sunday?
You already know the Patriots, man. I got $100 on the Patriots.
$100 on the Patriots? $100. What makes the Patriots a better team than the Falcons? How do you think they're going to beat
them? Experience, bro. Experience. You got a great coach. You got a great quarterback. And you just got role players, man. They are just invincible. They've been here before. And they're going to do it, bro. How could you go against Brady? How could you?
Right.
How could you?
Jim, let me hear your best Bill Belichick impression. Putting on the hood. Jim's putting on his hood.
There it is.
Just a straight face right there. Perfect for radio.
Yeah. So those are people on the street, most of whom aren't rooting for anyone, but more rooting against someone.
Isn't that something?
Weird.
Then Muggs comes across a guy who he feels a need for a deep dive with this guy.
Everyone else gets their 15 seconds and he moves on. This guy he wants to now live with.
This guy he's going to drill down in and make sure that things happen the way that they're supposed to. Now, explain him to us, would you, Muggs?
So, I believe his name was Martin, and Martin was visiting Hollywood all the way from Chile.
Oh.
And I saw him walking down from the Lowe's Hotel, and I decided to stop him and talk to him.
What is your name, sir?
Martin Garcia.
Martin Garcia from Chile.
Yeah.
You're not really familiar with American football, only South American football.
Yeah.
Do you know who's playing in the Super Bowl this Sunday?
Really no, but...
It's the Patriots and the Falcons.
All right, now I just want to stop it for a second and say, okay, he doesn't know or like American football, and he doesn't know who's playing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm out.
Why is Muggs insisting on winning him over while he's on vacation to follow and appreciate American football?
I don't know.
Because American football's awesome.
Why did you see him coming down the escalator and you were like, that guy, what's going on?
He looked very approachable. He was a nice-looking guy.
All right.
Mm.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And who would go for it?
So... A lot of people have been saying the Falcons because the Patriots are a team that wins a lot.
Now, this is where I realized that he's talking to this guy for a long time because the guy doesn't speak very much English. Oh. So Muggs can, you know, talk. Oh. Muggs can talk for like 5 minutes.
You loved him.
And that poor bastard just has to sit there and look at him.
So everybody doesn't want them to win again. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But you've heard of Tom Brady, right?
No.
Tom Brady, they say he's 39 years old. They say he's like one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Are you going to watch it on Sunday?
No.
It's going to be really close.
How come you get...
I feel like he's walking away from me.
Let the man go,
Why
Muggs?
Do you keep going?
I wanted to sell him on the idea of American football.
He's just here visiting. Just let him visit.
He just wants to see the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Let him go.
He said, no, I don't like American football. No, I don't care who's playing. No, I don't know Tom Brady.
But you come to...
Let the poor bastard go.
He's visiting from Chile, and I want him to become entrenched in American culture.
He's not moving here. You know that,
but he's
right?
Visiting. I want him to experience what America has
to
offer.
How many times do you have to be told no?
A lot.
All right, are you hanging on to his clothes at any point so he can't get away?
His pant leg, yeah. The Falcons are a really good team. They have a lot of good players. But you should definitely get into it. Definitely get into it, Martin.
Of course.
Are you visiting from Chile right now?
Yeah.
How long are you in the States for?
All right, now I feel like we're way off base now. Way off target.
Getting to know him.
Now it's just a generic interview with people on the street about where they come from.
Now 4 days in Los Angeles, and tomorrow I go to Las Vegas.
Oh, so you'll be in Las Vegas for the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, Martin, you're going to have such a good time. It's huge. So many people are going to be gambling in Vegas.
Oh,
it's going to be nuts. You'll see a bunch of people wearing Patriots jerseys.
Exciting. So exciting.
Got to get into it, man.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And right. So who's your football team? The Chile,
all right, hold on.
Chile
stop,
National
stop, stop for 1 second. Poor Martin, first of all. R.I.P. Martin.
Bless him.
Is this like the worst airplane flight you've ever taken?
Yes.
You're sitting next to this guy, and you can't. No matter what you do, you can't shake him. He just keeps talking. That's what Muggs is.
Now we're a half hour in. The guy has said no to everything, so now Muggs wants to know more about the guy and his brand of football.
Hey, so who's your football team? The Chile national team.
Chile national team, of course. Yeah. I love Barcelona, but. Of course, Chile. Yeah. Chile's the best.
Martin, you're the man. Well, enjoy the game on Sunday. Watch it for me.
No.
It's going to be good in Vegas.
He doesn't care about it.
I want him to watch the damn game.
How many times does he have to tell you no?
He's not leaving the States until he watches some football of American style.
I hope you got his number to follow up with him after the game.
Right? Because he's going to love it.
I got his number.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 9:37.
Saving the best for last. Ralph is here with our final look at the showbiz beat on a Friday. Closing out the week. What's going on?
And I, too, am saving the best for last. Because I've got something very cool to give away. Tomorrow's a very exciting time. I'm getting to go to a movie premiere of a movie that I actually had something to do with. Very, very, yeah! very little. Very tiny, little, small, little sliver of something. But still.
A lot more than us.
Something. I was lucky enough to be asked to do a little voice work in the Lego Batman movie, which has its big premiere tomorrow at the Bruin Theater in Westwood, California. And I've got five pairs of tickets to give away to attend that very same premiere. It's going to be a lot of fun. Wouldn't you like to go? Give us a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers through get a pair of passes to the premiere of the Lego Batman movie, starring Will Arnett, of course, as Batman, reprising his role from the Lego movie. Zach Galifianakis as the Joker, Michael Cera as Robin, Rosario Dawson as Batgirl, Ralph Fiennes as Alfred. I hope Ralph Fiennes is at the premiere so I can corner him and say, "It's Ralph! R-A-L-P-H, you limey bastard!" And boom, headbutt.
I like
the bridge in the nose.
Ooh, what could go wrong there?
It's going down. Finally, Ralph versus Rafe. The battle you've all been waiting for. Either that or I might just say, big fan of your work. I'm not sure. I'm going one or two ways.
Okay.
I have to decide.
Got to feel it out when you get there.
Yeah. LegoBatman.com is the website if you want to go for more details. But give us a call, and you can go see the Lego Batman movie. It's going to be very fun. A lot of people emailing, writing, phoning, texting, telegrams.
People are sending telegrams?
Yeah, yeah. Carrier pigeon. A lot of messages this morning asking for more singing during the showbiz beats.
Are you sure you're interpreting that, those messages correctly?
There's no way to misinterpret it. So, you know me. I like to give the people what they want. Tale as old as time. True as it can be.
I think that song's been kind
barely
of
even friends.
Done by professionals.
Then somebody bends unexpectedly.
I'm not sure we need your take on that.
I don't think
just a little change.
Yeah. Okay.
Small to say the least. Okay. Both a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty
and how unfortunate. Your mic just died like that.
You guys.
Right?
You're no fun anymore. That song, Beauty and the Beast, of course, from the Disney musical, the same name. They got the big live-action version coming out now. Uh-huh. And there's a brand new take on that song. Ariana Grande?
Ariana Grande?
And John Legend have teamed up to do the duet, which was originally done famously by Celine Dion and Peebo Bryson. And it just dropped. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
For the new version?
Yeah. Sure.
Here's a little taste. Certain eyes.
Certain as the sun
rising in the east.
Tale as old as time.
Song as old as rhyme.
Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm. Not the personal rap, but that was way better. That was way better.
Oh, Ralph's face.
Come on, Ralph.
Come on,
We're
Ralph.
Still buddies.
Wow, man. Stings.
That's a great version, though.
Right?
Isn't it? Hmm. Who's excited for that movie?
I'm very excited for the movie.
Yes. Looks so good.
That version.
Really?
Sounds a little casino loungy for me.
I'll take a John Lennon.
Just move it along. Let's get done with this, people. The main show's letting out in 10 minutes. Drinkers, we got to move them.
I mean, it's no Peebo. It's never going to be Peebo.
The OG version.
What is Peebo?
The OG version had a big swelling grandeur to it. This is the tale as old as time.
I don't know. You can't.
What?
You can't say,
I can't say that.
I thought we put in some sort of application.
No.
I thought we filled out some paperwork.
There's no application. There's no paperwork. It's just a straight no.
Yeah.
I'm with Allie. It's a fool's errand to try to cover Peebo Bryson. I mean, once Peebo sings a song,
that's
it's
what
been
I
sung.
Said. It is a sung. Fool's errand. Everybody,
that's right. Allie said that in the late 1800s.
I sure
remember
did.
Where she said that?
Yes.
Remember she was sitting outside the general store near that pickle barrel?
Yes.
And the Pony Express came by, and she said, "It's a fool's errand. I'm going to go teach school now because I'm a school marm."
I'm just sticking up for my man Peebo. That's all.
You're not. Peebo's not your man.
I love Peebo.
He went to his funeral.
Mr. Bryson is still alive and well.
Apologies.
But when he does go, Bean will be there.
He's got a plot. Bean just waits there for him.
That's right. Where is that Peebo?
Can we look into Peebo? Why? What? Ugh. What kind of name is that?
A great one for a great man. What is your weird obsession with Bebo Bryson?
I mean, honestly.
Because I love
none of us hate him, but
tonight
but
I celebrate my love. I love.
All right.
All right. He sang some
take
songs.
It easy.
Why don't you just relax?
All right. Take it easy.
Just
calm the F down.
Bebo.
It's Bebo Bryson.
Well, yeah. I'm
sell
saying.
Some Valium or something, for God's sake.
Holy
Special
crap.
K.
All right.
Ketamine?
What the huh?
What?
Special K, sure.
Yeah.
To calm him down. Is it too excited?
Why do some people tune out?
That's a great question.
Let's go home.
Oh, wait, he also right? did A Whole New World.
Yes, he oh. did. Is
I
this continuing?
Hey, Shebeen, we don't need your help, okay?
Wow. We're here forever, you're in my arms again.
That's that one? That was
another
good.
We don't need to
another
fan the Peebo flames. Thanks
right?
so much.
Fan the
it's about time Peebo got his due.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Nathan Lane is 61 years old today. Maura Tierney turns 52. Warwick Davis is 47 years old. Isla Fisher celebrates her 41st birthday. And Julio Jones down by the schoolyard is 28 years old. Falcons wide receiver celebrates his birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you. Out to SoCal helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win this afternoon, 5 p.m. here on K-Rock with an hour of commercial-free music. Have a great weekend.
Tale as old as time.
See you Monday.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Are you ready to get sexy?
Don't bogart that joint. Pass it over to me.
Clunking the hips.
Roll another one.
Would you all welcome Scott Baio.
Just like the other one.
That's a white people problem.
This one seems to be about to quit.
What it do, baby boo?
And I need another hit.
I was just trying to make it sound like I didn't have a mouthful
what
of nuts.
What?
I'm going to need
just
that
nuts.
Tape, Chip.
Just eating some nuts.
Please mark Kevin's mouth full of nuts.
Roll.
Roll.
Another one.
This is honestly so stupid.
Just like the other one.
We get it. You all saw.
This one seems to be about to end.
He's got another face with the face.
I don't have another scent.
I like it. Get it, man. Get it good. Get it. Get it. Smell it.
Oh, don't bogart that joint.
This is incredibly immature behavior.
Just pass it around.
This is a room of lies.
Oh, don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Don't be a dildo. See ya. Out.
Enough mingling. What's the first point of business on the agenda?
For you to stop speaking.
This American carnage stops right here and stops right now.
Shoot, I think with that, we'll call this one done. Hope you've enjoyed this painting. It's very easy and bring a lot of good things to your heart. From all of us here, happy painting and God bless, my friend.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Come on, Ed. There's got to be a catch.
There's no catch.
Go Ducks. Bye, guys.